Minute News, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Three islands, come join hands. Nassau, Grand Bahama, Lututer. Under the sun so bright, unity day and night. Conquer, conquer love. On the 17 we gather. Make a change for all Rastas. In our land so beautiful. Its part, a Lufa's voice so strong, together where we belong. Conquer, conquer love. On the 17 we gather, make a change for all Rastas in our land so beautiful.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Tuesday, the 16th of July, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. We've got guests in studio, and if you paid attention to the opening song, one of them is Mr. Konkole Konkola. He is our local environmental superhero. That's what he is, and for a number of years, he has focused on creating and sustaining campaigns and programs and organizations focused on cleanliness, waste management, and most importantly, keeping our environment clean and healthy. So joining me in studio today are guests from House of Rastafari, Intermansion Bahamas, Inc., and Mr. Konkole Konkola. Now, I know I said I have guests in studio from House of Rastafari, Intermansion Bahamas, Inc. We will not be discussing any of the cannabis-related stories in the news today. This group of representatives from the House of Rastafari is not prepared to discuss those issues. Again, those issues are at the organizational level for the House of Rastafari. And so I'm not going to force them, even though they are in front of the mic, to respond to what's in the paper today. Right? And so I want to say to the callers, that is not the purpose of the conversation today, to interrogate what is in today's paper and the related cannabis discussions. Even I want to know, though, has anybody gotten an invitation from Minnis yet to join him, since he think everybody, now he think everybody should be allowed to participate in recreational cannabis. Of course, within limits. Of course, within limits. He's not advocating for a free-for-all, even though, yes, I remember you walking barefoot in the post-hurricane waters. I don't know if I'm trusting your judgment. Anyway, we have a wonderful conversation today, a very important conversation today. We are talking about an activity taking place tomorrow. I'm going to ask my guests to introduce themselves, and we're going to get right into what's happening tomorrow, and I think across the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Now, if you want to join the conversation, and I know we have a number of people tuning in across the family island, because again, this is going to be an archipelagic activity taking place in multiple islands. If you're in Eleuthera, if you're in Grand Bahama, If you're in Auckland, you want to know when they're coming down. If you're in Exuma, if you're in Black Point. In fact, if you're in Long Key looking for Cascarilla and you figure out why they couldn't find Jerry Roker in town, call us for our Family Island residents. Toll-free number, 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. The other numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and the text line, as always, powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Just before I ask the gentlemen to introduce themselves, some of the other headlines and things that may intersect with this conversation this morning. BPL port needs power. Public warning notice in today's papers. And Cruz. You see the silence? Somebody placed Gnap in front of me. That's the obligatory silence of respect to say thank you for the Gnap. Oh, why, thank you, sir.
We don't come empty-handed.
Blessings, blessings. So let me start from my right-hand side. Please introduce yourself, sir.
Good morning, Bahamas. My name is Konkale Konkala, and I'm from Let's Do It 242 Bahamas. I represent an international organization, but locally, we just try to get it together.
Absolutely.
Good morning, Bahamas. My name is Elder James Roll from the House of Rastafari. We working together with Konkale to do this thing with the World Cleanup Day.
Absolutely.
Good morning. My name is Lenore Roll. I'm also a part of the Let's Do It World Foundation, and I'm also a part of Let's Do It Bahamas and the House of Rastafari.
Blessings, blessings.
Greetings, Bahamas. My name is the Honorable Ross Copeland Smith. I'm the chairman of the House of Rastafari. Give thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So tell us, what is taking place tomorrow? Why are y'all in studio? And somebody can fly me down to Elutra? I won't clean up in Elutra, man. I just being...
Well, I'm going to start in 2018. An international organization was formed, Let's Do It World. You know, and my good friend Konkale Konkala took the Bahamas on his back and represented the country in joining Let's Do It World. And he brought it back to the Bahamas. And all we want to do is be able to plant a seed in the Bahamian when it comes to the environment and keeping it clean and the roles it plays in our mind, a clean environment, you know. And tomorrow, I'll be partnering with Let's Do It World and the host of Rastafari. Rastafari, the Rasta community in the Bahamas, want to give back to the country in the form of a cleanup campaign in Nassau, Elutra, and Grand Bahama simultaneously.
Excellent, excellent.
If I may add, the House of Rastafari, at the beginning of the year, decided to take on 7 initiatives this year.
Okay.
We started off with the fashion show that you would be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
This cleanup program is another program that we have. We have a cookout coming up next month. And we have several other activities that's going to happen before the end of the year.
Absolutely. I hope one of those activities is teaching us how to make coconut oil.
We actually do have a coconut workshop going on down Balima Street where the cleanup is going to be happening at the Bingi Grounds. I brought you several of the products that we do make. Coconut oil, virgin oil made right here in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
These are some of the ashtrays and cups that we made from the coconut, the products that were left over.
You call them ashtrays. My mother calls them, don't you dare put an ash in that. I have something to put in that right now. That's what we call them in my house. And, okay, this is fantastic. We're going to get back to those activities because at some point I also want to talk like, sometimes when all you see is trash, you turn your head to it. But if you could see value in waste, then you could upcycle, recycle, repurpose, and that builds momentum and encourages, in particular, young people to inculcate this sort of, we call it culture of cleanliness, because of culture of cleanliness can lead to income-generating mechanisms. So we'll talk about that in a bit. Now, Palhema Street, Preachers Cave Eleuthera.
Correct.
Williamstown Beach.
Grand Bahama.
Grand Bahama. Three island coordinated project. Who are your partners in Eleuthera and your partners in Grand Bahama?
We have Empress Marilyn Brennan out of Grand Bahama. She's coordinating it there. And we have Priest Jamarcus out of Eleuthera. He's the coordinator there.
Out of Eleuthera. We can talk about that as well. Because my Rastafarian brothers and sisters, post-pandemic, right? Well, during the pandemic, one of their main income-generating mechanisms was disrupted terribly. They would provide us with local fruit when it's in season, on the side of the road that conveniently when you drive in, most importantly for parents when they know children in the car and they could eat the fruit all by themselves, right? But the pandemic disrupted that. And a number of Rastafarian communities have migrated into the family islands at a large scale. I don't use the word commercial because it's more than just commercial, it's community. And so I'm excited about what's going on in Eleuthera as well. So it's called, for World Cleanup Day, the Cleanup Program, Bahamas. Okay, a pop-up cleanup.
Yes.
Okay, so let's give people the start time for each island. How do I register? I'm in New Providence. I don't live in the Palhema Street area, but I saw your flyer. It say you're going to have drinks and food for the workers. I could volunteer 2 or 3 hours on this project, especially if there's lunch involved. How do I participate, which, you know, whatever island I'm on? Who do I find, and what do I need to do?
Well, the coordinators, like Priest Copeland just said, is Empress Marilyn in Grand Bahama. You could get in touch with her. Mm-hmm. And Jamarcus in Eleuthera, you know. And they've been on the ground running and making it known to the public, mm-hmm, that on this day we're going to have this cleanup day. You know, in Nassau, you could just come to Palhema Street off Nassau Street and it's open to the public. You know what I mean? We want to galvanize the community. So we did our walkabout, and we made the community aware that what our plans are, and we also want them to assist in any way they can.
And I think that's a very important element. Did you not come in just barging or storming your way into a community? You're not demanding that community members assist, support, or participate, but you're also asking permission to come into the community.
Yes, yes.
And do this project. So now, what do I need to bring with me? Gloves, if I have them?
Yes.
Mm. Now, do I need to bring my own bags?
No, you don't.
Okay, cool, cool.
You just bring your rakes. If you have rakes, shovel, and so forth. We will provide fruits. We're not going to cook food. We just going to provide food because we know there's going to be a hot day.
Absolutely.
So we want to make sure the persons get as much water, juice we can be provided, tea can be provided, and so forth. And so one of the focus on this is this. In the poorest country and around the world, especially in Rwanda, a country named Africa, poverty is because of nastiness. And if you don't clean your surrounding, you'll find in that area more people are more deprived, mm-hmm, economically because of these garbage and different things that we leave around the place. And I think the Rastafari community is letting the Bahamians know that we exist. We're a part of this community. Mm-hmm. We're concerned about this community. All of the crimes and all these things, we're affected by it as well. And we want to make a difference. We want to be involved. Anything that we have to do to help our common man, we want to be a part of it.
Absolutely.
Okay, and we're not going to brag about it. We're just going to put our hands in it and get it done as possible. Because these initiatives are not free. Mm-hmm. You know, to bring these initiatives to the table, you need to have economics. You have to put some money to it. So we are sacrificing of ourselves, mm-hmm, to make this happen.
Well, let's talk a little economics of it for a second. So watch this. Ras Copeland dropped some beautiful Ghanem on my table just now.
You need to taste some.
I can taste them in a second. I taste them in a second.
I also have Ghanem juice here as well.
Right. I make Guinep lemonade too, so that's what we could talk about right now. When you get the Guineps, we're talking about trash, we're talking about in your community, right? When you're sitting in your community and the Guinep tree drying up with the Guineps on it, or somebody chopped down a couple branch and they leave some of the branches there with Guineps on it, and you see the Guineps turning sort of brown. Those Guineps, you capture them right there, right before they spoil. You pop them in a pot, cover them with water, start the boil. You don't boil it as long as you're going to be for jam, but you start that boil. When the water change color, you can get your paint strainer, your cheesecloth, or your pillowcase. Get the old pillowcase. Don't get the new pillowcase mommy just buy. And you're going to squeeze the Guinep and get all the flavor off, right? You turn that into lemonade. When young people could look at the trash and know that they could automatically, if I want, I could turn it into money. If I don't want, I can leave it in the kitchen for Grammy. Here's why Guinep's important, especially for our World Cleanup Day tomorrow. Guinep, as well as cucumber and watermelon, are all body coolers. They help your body to manage the heat, balance hydration. So if you in Nassau, if you on the island, and when plane leaving dead soon, if you in Eleuther and the boat leaving dead soon, run down to the boat with a couple of watermelon, a couple of sack of Guinep, a couple of them cucumber you had, because it's hot, but cucumber's still growing. Send them on the boat for House of Rastafari so they could take that and turn it into something beautiful, right? You don't have to send a fresh set. Send the stage B, stage C, because the whole thing is about shifting the culture so that people can see that what you call in trash is actually an opportunity to grow your community. Okay, so Polhemus Nassau starts at 7 a.m.
7 a.m. to 11.
To 11. That's good time. That means I could put in... Thank you. An hour, you know, he telling me, yes, miss, get up early. I could put in an hour, still get home, shower, and get back to work. That's awesome. Okay. Preacher's Cave, Eleuther.
All are going to run simultaneously with each other, same time.
7 to 11.
Yes.
All right. This is X.
Okay. I believe the two islands start at 10.
The two islands start at
10. They start a little later.
Okay, yeah. Okay, then. All right. Two islands start at 10.
Now, why Preacher's Cave in Eleuther?
Well, it's just an area, you know, Jamarcus decided that he visited, mm-hmm. and it needed a little brushing up for the community. So, you know, we just take it on, you know, it's just a community, it's just an initiative on the behalf of the Rasta community in Eleuther.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if I may add, we do have a Rasta presence in the majority of the islands here in the Bahamas.
Okay, yes.
One of our members who is stationed in Eleuther, their community chose that location for whatever reason, mm-hmm. but it must be special to them, and we support, you know, whatever area that they chose.
Absolutely. I wondered, because I know it is a tourist, well, it's an attraction, and they seek to attract both locals and tourists, right, through the Preacher's Cave complex. I just wondered if we're going to also look for a partner to ensure that the right infrastructure is there, right? They have the right size garbage bins and the right style garbage bins. Because the wind may blow in a particular way and it always whips garbage off the top, right? Things like that to ensure that the citizens can feel in balance. Because here I am, a citizen doing a job that somebody else is being paid to do and being told do it for the benefit of the community. But those benefits are intangible, you know? And so for younger people, they need something more solid to hold on to with their eyes, their hearts, their hands, right? To build trust in this community and generational program. So, Konkole,
mm-hmm.
you from Grand Bahama, eh?
No.
Where you from?
I born and raised right
here. Not in New Providence.
Yes, that's right.
I see you. No, I see you on a boat. You was on a boat.
You have that distance on the Naren. I live in Grand Bahama for 17 years.
Okay.
I was born, raised, school. Me and Ellison Greenslade graduated or got my school together. I went all my schooling here, everything here.
Okay.
I left here when I was 25 years old.
Okay.
And I went to Grandmama, and I came back. When I came back, that's when the shock hit me. You know, living in Grandmama, you know, the port area pretty much clean. You know, when you come back home, You know, everybody was like, don't say nothing, don't say nothing, don't say nothing. Mm-hmm. They said, what happened to Nassau? Because Nassau was never like that. All the boys used to clean the yard on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that, right?
Yeah.
The boys used to keep the area clean on Saturday.
And I just want to say something. I know we're not talking about the cannabis debate, right? But for all those young people, like y'all, you wonder how they used to smoke, but how Grammy and them, because they would make like their contribution. They would do their job,
right?
And then they could, and then Grammy'd be less inclined to say, "Boy, come here, you're in the bush doing that foolishness."
Yeah.
Because young people were still committed to their roles in the community.
Be clean.
Mm-hmm.
Nassau used to be a clean place, you know. Then the next thing I learned with Nassau, when I was growing up,
mm-hmm.
local garbage bins was all over the place. They remove all the garbage bins. So if you walk in on the street, you just finished buying your bamboo shop, and you walk in and you eating, you drinking, normally you will see a public garbage tin there.
Mm-hmm.
They remove all the public garbage tins on the street.
Mm-hmm.
So what the citizens going to do?
So two things. Who was thiefing the garbage bins?
People always say that. People always say, well, the reason why they move them because people stealing them.
But that's not the reason why you move them. You just put them back and then you put CCTV camera and capture.
That's, you know, Aaron, what is so dread now?
Yeah.
Technology is so dread now, right? You could put cameras anywhere. And I'm talking about solar cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Solar camera. And you could pick up. So ain't no more excuses no more. Yeah. We dealing with AI technology. When you see an old dude like me can tell you about AI technology, something got to be done.
Absolutely. See, I'm not mad at the young people who walking home from school or walking wherever, and they got chicken bones left over, right? And in the bag. And they walk through that corner, they know it's six dogs waiting for them and them chicken bones.
But they're at Jack DeSoto. These guys... I gotta take my hat off to these guys.
Mm-hmm.
These guys start off this program, right?
Yeah.
And they hear Tree Island.
One time.
Mm-hmm. I want you to hear this now. We been around. I brought World Clean Up Day to the Bahamas in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And I want everyone in the Bahamas to listen to this now. In 2018. And we had ministers in the environment who know the program. And they did not get involved with the program because their political flag can't be put on the program. See, you gotta understand something. The citizens want to clean their town. Let the citizens clean their town. That's why I take off my hat to Glenna Hannah Martin.
Mm-hmm.
She called me. I went to her office. She told me, I know where you go. Ain't no political flag get on this.
Mm-hmm.
The people inside Angleton is gonna clean. And what we did, we had fun in Angleton. These guys doing the same thing. They ain't putting no political flag or nothing. They coming together. But they hit Tree Islands.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you what kind of people they is. Tree Islands?
Absolutely. So now, what level of cleanup are we talking about? Because I know Eleuthera, Grand Bahama, New Providence, three different environments. Preacher's Cave is outside. That's rural. That's, you know, I won't call it bush, but that's outside.
The seed. That's what they plant.
Mm-hmm.
They plant a seed we're going to grow. When you blog,
mm-hmm.
the big thing about any cleanups and what makes it special is the blogging. The pictures.
The connection to the audience with what's happening.
When you see people start to hug one another up, take pictures and enjoy this thing, I won't be there next year. I won't be there when you do it the next time. Man, I know you always care like that.
Mm-hmm.
That would have happened. I see people but you're so crying mm-hmm. in cleanups. I be in the conferences and people cry because they know when they're going back home, what's going to make a difference. So that's why I say these guys, man, it could be a joy to blog with them tomorrow because I can watch the people in the face, how these guys come over there red, green, and, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
So, okay, it's a wonderful opportunity. If you could take 2 days out of your work day tomorrow to bring your kids down, right, to volunteer an hour or two and be a part of that experience, right? Give your kids the gift of volunteerism. the gift of helping somebody other than them, somebody different from them.
Seed.
Plant a seed.
That seed. I want Mr. Rowland to tell you, his first seed he planted, and he went back and checked, and he's smiling right now to that. You can tell him about that. That seed.
Yeah, I could tell you in 2018, my first World Cleanup Day, just like we did to Palema Street, we went, and it's an area of Prince Charles, you know, that I deemed necessary, needed clean. So we went and we did a walkabout through the community. And we told the people that we're coming on a certain day to clean the area, and we asked their assistance to clean their street. And we did clean, we did come to the area, we put down bins and everything, you know what I mean? On the day in question, no one from any of those houses through the street where we cleaned came out to assist. But we had persons from around those streets. They brought in their stuff because we put bins down too for our bulk material as well. You know what I mean? And today, if you ride through that, we clean that street without the assistance of the community itself from the street,
immediate community.
The immediate community. But if you ride through that street right now, from 2018, every time I ride through the street is well kept. The community is participate in keeping their own street clean.
If you give people the tools, they will use them, right? Here's one thing I have found, is that all my life I've been using the big black 30-gallon garbage bags, Faust garbage, but because the area I live in is a pot cake central. I mean, so not just the big black bag, but securing the bin, right? So pot cake MacGyver, don't take it down. But I realized that that's a particular culture. And a lot of people in their budget, like the weekly budget, the monthly budget, they don't see the value or the need, the urgency of prioritizing getting a black bag. They would use grocery bags. Well, now that the law has changed, right, grocery bags are harder to find. So people are making that, you know, that transition. But then I realized that a lot of people just didn't think about it or couldn't figure out how to extract that extra cash from their budget to secure their garbage properly, right? And there's small things like that that can really shift culture in communities, in households around waste, trash, and community sanitation, right? Keeping your community clean.
Well, it's all about, like he said, right? He went into Grand Bahama, and I grew up in Trippingham. You know, there's three Trippingham guys right here.
Yeah, we do.
You know, we all. So the rocks, we grew up in Yard, which was rocky.
Right.
But those rocks were so smooth from being cleaned regularly from the coconut tree, that guess what happened? Those rocks were smooth. But as time go on, I don't know what happened to our society that our people now became, because I grew up in an area where they would say it would be the ghetto part of Chippenham. You know what I'm saying? So, but when you come to the street from the top of the hill, every yard was properly well kept. You see what I'm saying? And we grew into a community where as people became trash blind. Like, they would see garbage and be blind to it. We didn't grow up like that. You see what I'm saying? So we want to, it's all about putting the seed into the youth today. That guess what happened going forward in the future? The mistake what I think we made, because our parents didn't make a mistake. Our parents make sure enforce cleanliness to us. So we grew up in a time when we would keep our environment clean. But now we as elders, I feel like we made a mistake by not enforcing it like we were taught.
I tell you a part of it, and I experienced this, right? You're a young person. You understand what it takes to put the garbage out and keep the garbage in the garbage bin till the garbage man comes. But then there are some elders around you who don't care. They think children are just here to do whatever. Almost like slaves. Right? So imagine you're a young person, and every day you're responsible for garbage. And you tell the people in your household, this is how we can do garbage. This is my job. I tell, and the people, I don't care. Throw out the garbage how I want to throw it out. Throw it out when I want to throw it out. And so every day you watch them do what they want to do, and then, but it's your job to clean up after them. And every day they throw out the garbage in a way that causes the dogs, the rats, the raccoons to come and tear it apart. I get tired of cleaning up as well. I get tired. It's not that I don't know that cleaning up the garbage is important, right? It's that I'm frustrated with people who refuse to just put in that little extra effort. And it's not, I'm telling you how to do it. It's my job. I'm telling you how to do it. I'm telling you how all of us could make this work. But because you as a boss, right, you's the boss, because you's an adult, you don't care about the community contract. You don't care about the family contract, the social contract. And so young people get tired of it.
Well, young people don't just do things because they was told to do it, you know. Mm-hmm. Young people are more diverse in doing things by action. If they see you do it, they will do it.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And so actions speak louder than words. So if you yourself practice, and if you see a garbage, if you see someone even throw a garbage out the car,
mm-hmm.
you stop that person or you take up the garbage and tell that person, say, listen, man, this is the bin right there. Put the garbage in. Yeah. And if we have a culture of doing that, everyone will follow that.
And begin to shift. I'm still trying to figure out why is it that people throw glass bottles out the car with the intention of breaking them. See, I know why people would put glass, like beer bottles, on the side of the road. Because pre-pandemic, we had a couple of recycling programs. One of the distributors would recycle their own bottles. And then vendors, now only one is still doing it, right? So Sands, I think, still has the buyback program. They would use them for bottled tomato and bottled sour. So these bottles always had a life, and people knew if you left them on the side of the road, mom's sons, the Haitian woman, somebody come in to make this $2 a case off of these empty bottles. Because of the disruption in the buyback reclaim system, the disruption in agriculture, you don't see as much bottled tomato out anymore. You put your bottle on the side of the road, it may be there for another 3 months.
3 years.
But I, further to that, I can understand that. Why is it that people throw bottles out and break them intentionally on the edge of the road, in the road?
Miss Green, Sister Green, if I may, I think in the Bahamas we need a level of re-education.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think we need to change mindsets. As Elder Rule mentioned, what we're hoping to do here is set an example. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to get back to some old adages of everyone clean in front of their doorstep and the whole village would be clean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this program is to inspire ones and ones to, one, see that others are taking cleaning up seriously and that they should do their own. So we're setting an example. But two, it's a re-education to say that, hey, some things need to be changed. When disposing of the garbage, don't throw the food inside the garbage for the dogs and everything else to come in, the rodents.
Mm-hmm. And tear up the bag.
And tear up the bag and spread the garbage everywhere. Maybe put it on the side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I work down in south of Luthra teaching at the Deep Creek school for some time.
Yes.
And one of the things they did there was recycling, reduce, reuse, recycle.
Mm-hmm.
They separated the garbages. Mm-hmm. You know, and the children had to go home and teach their parents. But as you mentioned earlier, it was a difficulty trying to retrain the older parents and the people in the home to do the things that the students found easy.
Now watch this. Look at life. You see those same grocery bag, plastic bag, right? We recycle them as household garbage bags. So some people use them as a hair cap, right? When they're treating their hair, they put it on as a hair cap. There's all kinds of uses for them.
Yes.
But watch this. If you get like 6 or 7 of those bags and you lay them flat and then you put them between 2 towels and you use a hot iron, right? And you iron them, you create a hard plastic sheet. And so I say to myself, like, mom them always rowing about garbage, but did mom know we could be turning them sheets into mats for the car when you go to the beach? So you don't get row for leaving all kind of sand in your mommy car. Right? Like, just one thought. We used to weave them. You make them small. You twine them. So it's like one string. And then you weave them and you can make mats with them.
Yes.
There's if you see value in your community, then you will find the value in the things you find there.
Right? It's changing the mindset. What comes to mind was a Bohemian song said, "Money on the ground." Y'all remember that? Money on the ground.
Producer, you have that? That's big on.
They were referring to coconuts.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the connect. You mentioned many other things that we can recycle and fashioned into another product and make use of it.
Absolutely.
But it's a changing of the mindset.
Of the mindset. For instance, let's talk just for a moment about the products on the table right here, right? Two beautiful, like I say, they call them coconut
ashes.
These
are multi-purpose. You know, you can also use it as a mortar and a pestle to grind herbs
and spices together.
Yes. You know, but it was originally fashioned as an ashtray or a mug. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So they're different sizes, different shapes, but it's reusing the coconut or the leftover of the coconut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a circular economy in Rastafari. Everything we try
has
to
use.
Everything.
Right.
And what we can't reuse usually goes back into the garden as some type of manure or compost.
But and I tell you one thing that I know that we haven't been thinking about is seed for souvenirs. Collecting seeds for souvenirs. That's the song right there, producer. Play that song. Carlo, we come into you right after this break. Play the song. We're going to go to a break. And then we come back from the break. Passion fruit lemonade, Guinep lemonade. Then I can tell you about
mango
lemonade. Then I can tell you about scarlet plum and hog plum lemonade and how sea grape come in and sea grape lemonade and avocado pie and how we can take the avocado seed for butter and then what the cosmetologists do with avocado that's going to rot. They use it for the highest end facials in the spa. Like you say, Ras Copeland, it's a changing of the mindset. When people value themselves, they'll realize that nothing they produce is trash. Everything has value. This is Money on the Ground by Bagon. That's DeVito Bodie. Stay tuned. We're coming right back.
You get some other people, them who walking round with bottles inside the trolley or the bag or they hand. So drink your Guinness, they wait until you finish. They get 250, get caged for some bottles with nothing in it. Mind all the liquor merchants, they then been hip with it. And the baka went shot, they case in stock by the millions.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Hey Bahamas, ready for some eye-openers? Check out two brand new books by our legendary three-time PM, Hubert Ingraham. Get the tea on his amazing leadership and courage to buck the system. These books are for you. The Game Changers, Movers and Shakers, and anyone passionate about our nation's roots and future. Available now at Dungalik Studios, Logos Bookstore, the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and Chapter One Bookstore. Score your copies today. Celebrate our amazing legacy.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
No danger off on this road, but the block hard and everything, Marsha. Can't even get a job. But don't worry about that, though. I get one platinum hustle, daddy. Watch this one.
We get that money on the ground, that money on the ground, boy. You can make a hustle without keys or the pounds. That money on the ground, that money on the ground. You just take your time, people like and break it down.
Every day I wake and I bake and then I pray, thanking the creator for another blessed day.
Thank you producer. I forget that part. So this is a remake. This is a remake of the original Money on the Ground by DeVito Bodie. Bagon, he's in it. It's still his song, but Look at how they bring in those Junkanoo drums in the break, hey? I love it. Okay, but listen, Bagon is not the only person who knows about money on the ground. There's an article from the 1st of July. Bahamas' first debt for nature swap could be finalized this fall. Thinking about shifting the overall, the culture wholesale, right? And identifying all of the elements in the room or the archipelago that understand the value of what is found in nature, the value of the environment. Let's go to the phone line, and then we're going to get back into the details for tomorrow's multi-island archipelagic cleanup day. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Miss Green. Good morning to Rastafari. Conkle.
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, proud of you know Conkle. I always see you on Facebook, et cetera. I love Conk. I'm a Conk lover. I don't know what you call me, but it's amazing, you know, even back in the day, right? You know, I know about getting up on Saturdays. I born in 64, right, Conkle?
True that.
But you had to clean up the yard on Saturday. And as a matter of fact, I used to go clean yard to make money.
True.
You understand me? And so when I look at, you know, even within the city, right, Conkle, you could see the difference in how the properties are upkept, right?
Definitely.
I had a brethren who, when I really penetrate, he never really used to smoke a joint until the yard cleaned. At least we couldn't get high, and we just couldn't smoke with the yard looking dirty. Something it did, too. I don't know what it did, but you feel much better with everything look clean. You know what I mean?
True.
Mm-hmm. And so I look at the beach, right? I want you guys to go to Goodman's Bay. There's a big tire sitting in the middle, right on the eastern portion as you come into the eastern entrance, right? Next to the abandoned property next to west of Goldwyn.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of garbage in there, like I've been saying, for like over a week now, right? I told Howard, I don't know, they said they went up. Howard saying there was a cool guy, so they're cleaning up. Within the mangroves, there's lodged a bunch of pampas, bottles, and all type of garbage that is hidden. Not really hidden, but you can see it, but nobody's paying attention to it because it's next to the fence. But they say they clean up. So I don't know if the guys are blind or whatever, but in that tire, there's a bunch of garbage and mosquitoes and water. It really is inglorious looking. Not to mention the fire that they had down on the western end. And then they look at Montague and all of the surrounding, all the public areas, all the aesthetic. It's really sickening. I mean, in the city itself, there's nothing being done. There's no beautification. So it seems to me as if it's like we're surrounded by garbage. And then the people in their own little microcosms are calling the country clean. And they don't realize what's going on. The public areas are not clean. And your particular environment is clean. What sense does that make? Because when you step out with your children, you see the garbage. And so maybe, like I said, the people don't give a S because they're living in it. Bless them.
Then that's a part of it, right? People, they sort of become stuck because they can't see it, right? Or better yet, they can't tolerate it, so they can't see it. They have to keep going. Right? They don't feel that they have the skills within themselves to solve the problem.
Ms. Gray, you know what the problem really is? You know, that's why it's so, I always try to make sure politics always stay out of what I'm doing when it comes to the cleaning in. Because one of the reasons is, when you get people to come together, people gonna work. Do you know what they did inside Estonia? They did 10 years. They sat down and they hit the streets for 10 years solid.
Mm-hmm.
Offices, businesses, citizens, they craft themselves together for 10 years. After they craft themselves for 10 years, what they did? They went on the internet and they started looking for people who were just like them. And that's how they find me.
Mm-hmm.
Because they was launching the very first World Clean Up Day. So they went all around the world looking for people who think like them. And they grabbed these people and they had a leadership academy to bring us inside their community. And the biggest thing is for every country is the citizens got to get involved.
Yeah.
Once the citizens are involved with cleaning their country, it's going to stay clean. Now, we have to change the mindset from having the government clean it, having the government contracts, and we cleaning our country. If we clean it, it can stay clean. If the government clean it, it's going to go dirty again.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to get out of, oh, man, they're looking for a government contract. I want to clean the road. And after somebody said, man, they clean the road. No. We cleaning the road, and we keeping it clean. That's what we got to do as Bahamians. And that's why I'm so proud of these guys here, because guess what? Like Mr. Rhodes say, man, he taking action.
Mm-hmm. Let me just mention a pet, I can call it a pet peeve. We're not talking about cannabis-related news stories today, but this is an intersection. I just want to say to all of these young men that wonder, how these people know I smoke here? How the police pull up on us like that, right? But dear young people, every time you open a backwood and throw the shag on the ground anywhere, I walking through a place, right, and I look on the ground.
Yeah.
And I see half bag.
That's a nasty sight.
Right, I see the half of the shag still sitting on the log, right, and I know right away somebody who be here regularly smokes cannabis, right? Like I know activity is taking place in this area. Dear young people, sometimes you give yourself away through your lack of spatial awareness, your lack of empathy, right? Like it's these small things. In fact, they call it karma. You had no disregard, you had no regard for the community. And look what it caused you, right? It's a mindset shift. It's not leaving your trash for other people to see. And then think about it. Right? There are lots of people in this country that struggle with alcohol abuse and alcohol addiction. They struggle with it. And everywhere they walk on the ground is a half pint, an empty half pint, an empty Kalik bottle. Everywhere strewn is, right? Are these reminders of that life I'm trying to escape. Just these sort of little things, a little spatial awareness, a little empathy. But back to it, dear young people, y'all just getting yourself catch. You know, just as a laziness, a lack of empathy in the community. But I just wanted to point that out because I said, you don't even need to be a detective to catch some of y'all. Okay, let's go through the details again. Tomorrow, July, and producer, let's get that call ready. July 17th, across the archipelago of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, House of Rastafari, in conjunction with Let's Do It World, the founders of World Cleanup Day and World Cleanup Day Bahamas are hosting a cleanup program. It's starting Polhema Street, New Providence at 7 a.m. until 11. In Eleuthera at Preacher's Cave, they're starting at 10 a.m. and at Williamstown Beach in Grand Bahama at 10 a.m. Now, where's Williamstown Beach in Grand Bahama? I ain't never been there.
You never been
to
Grand Bahama?
I mean, I've been to Grand Bahama, but I ain't never been to Williamstown Beach. West End or East End?
No. That's when you come from Waffle. Before you reach Coral Road. Before you reach Coral Road, there's a corner. Before you reach Coral Road, when you're on the main highway, you turn through there, it's like, what's the street name? It's Williamstown. If you don't know where Williamstown is, I'm trying to figure the street name.
Williamstown, like Jerry Roper. Put it to the mic. Hi, Marilyn. This is Marilyn tuning in from Grand Bahama. You going to give us a bit of direction?
Yes, it's if you come up on before, just like you said, before you get to Coral Road, if you know where the Bishop Michael Eldon School is located.
Okay.
There's a light right there to take the entrance to the school, but you're going to be going to the right instead of the left. That takes you all the way. That is actually the entrance going into Williamstown, heading for Williamstown.
Okay.
When you get to the end of that road, Williamstown Beach starts from the hotel all the way back to... you can even get it from if you're coming from Cabell Beach, those who are familiar with Cabell Beach, then you come in past the Running Mon Marina.
Okay.
It will be the entrance to your left, and it will take you also to the beach.
Okay, absolutely.
So there's two different entrances that you can use.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. All the way from Grand Bahama, Empress Marilyn Brennan. Thank you very much. Absolutely. I'm going to see if I could get Guardian to fly me to Eleuthera or Grand Bahama. I'll definitely be there. Guys, a texter said it's Beachway Drive. Beachway Drive is the name of the road you were looking for, Konkola. Thank you very much, Texter. We are all out of time. So, guys, again, starting at 7 a.m. tomorrow on New Providence, Polhema Street, 7 a.m. to 11. On the island of Eleuthera, 10 a.m., Preacher's Cave. On the island of Grand Bahama, Williamstown Beach, 10 a.m. Now, Dear Eleuthera, we've noticed a decline in produce, fresh fruit coming in to New Providence. I ain't mad at you because we understand the rapid growth and development in Eleuthera means that vendors don't have to expend so much energy and resources to sell their produce. They have market on the island. Well, we in Nassau, we jealous. We jealous, we sad. However, I heard that things are things in Andrus, things are things in Abaco, and Abaco sending us mangas. Abaco sending us mangas this year. We say, hey, the people of Abaco, we're so glad that the land is healing, the produce, the fruit is returning, and trust me, I can make the best out of all of those mangoes. They sell the prettiest ones, and then the next layer I'm going to process for concentrate from a popsicle, from a sorbet, from a pepper sauce, from a lemonade, from a nectar, right? From a pancakes, waffle syrup, all kind of thing. A spicy margarita. That's how we're going to rim the glasses now. We're going to make a spicy mango glaze with the salt to rim the glass. Then the seed, the skin, I can scrape the skin and dry it and shred it and then add it to my, I make a pineapple, lime, goat pepper, salt rub. I gonna add the dried mango skin. And then the hairy set, I gonna strain the hair and clean that fiber and I gonna add it to my Quikrete lightweight outdoor accessory products. And then the seed, I can process the seed for mango butter, dry it out and grater it into a carrier oil and heat it up, and now I can have a high-end oil, especially for all of my farmers who be out in the sun tending the produce for me. I'm going to send it back. We're going to shift the culture and the mindset so people don't even see trash. They only see opportunities to grow their communities.
Yes.
Thank you to the House of Rastafari Intermansion Bahamas Incorporated, along with Konkele Konkala and the Let's Do It World, Let's Do It Bahamas, and World Cleanup Day and Bahamas Cleanup Day crew. We'll see everybody out. And if you can't make it to Polhema Street, New and New Providence, take a moment to just clean a little area around you.
Yes.
And blog it.
Take a picture. You're absolutely right.
Blog it.
And listen, this is not about embarrassing people.
No.
It's not a moment to shine shame on people. It's a moment to shine hope
on people.
Plant a seed.
Yes.
And pride in your community.
Yes. Pride in your community. And you guys, coconut, passion fruit, lime, lemon, bottles, they recycle in everything. When you make your Ganep lemonade, just remember these seeds. You could even parch, roast, steam the seed for starch. Yes. And the next project coming out of House of Rastafari is we're going to teach these young men and women how to make soup. We're going to teach them how to take the scraps of their kitchen to sustain their family. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me today. Producer, play that song we start the show with. We're about 7 minutes over time, but this is such a worthy cause. It's a pleasure having you in studio today. And I'm going to try and share, but I don't know. But thank you. Just if you're in studio, just know I got a bottle of mango, a passion fruit, and a bottle of Ganep lemonade and some Ganep. I got a giveaway. You've been on the clock with... Don't tell them about the coconut oil. I keep in the coconut oil. You've been on the clock with Aaron Green. Tomorrow is the day. Let's clean up Bahamas.
Yes.
Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next.
Three islands, come join hands.